Israeli police say five Americans were among the seven killed when a bomb ripped through a cafeteria at Jerusalem's Hebrew University. More than 80 others were wounded in yesterday's blast, the second in Jerusalem in 2 days. Hamas says it was responsible for the bombing, revenge for Israel's air raid last week on Gaza City that killed the Hamas military chief and 14 civilians, including 9 children. President Bush says he's grieved over the loss of American lives and extended heartfelt sympathies to the victims. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, this bombing was unusual for its high toll of foreign victims, wasn't it?
That's right. It's not the first time, Renee, that foreigners have been caught up in this Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but this attack did target the International Student Center at Hebrew University, so clearly those behind it knew there was a good likelihood of foreign casualties. I spoke with an employee yesterday at the university who said one of the Americans had been working in the university's New York office, and she had just arrived escorting American students here to take Hebrew language classes. I can tell you that of the five Americans, one had dual American and French citizenship, and another had American and Israeli citizenship.
Hebrew University is also one of the rare places in Jerusalem where Arabs and Jews mix pretty freely.
It is. This is located on Mount Scopus, which is in East Jerusalem, but it's always essentially been a Jewish enclave surrounded by Arab villages. One of the injured Israelis told me yesterday that he often saw as many or more Arab students as Jews on campus. As I walked up to the blast site yesterday, I passed dozens of Palestinians who had been lined up and were being held by authorities for questioning. I couldn't tell if they were students. But clearly there's many Arabs around on the campus. The students themselves, I should say, have long criticized the security there at the campus. The April version of the student paper described a hypothetical shooting attack in that same cafeteria where the bomb went off yesterday.
This wasn't a suicide bombing. How was the blast set off?
Well, there are a couple of theories now as to how the bomb got into the cafeteria. The attacker could have climbed the fence or which circles the campus or tossed the bag over to an accomplice. One Israeli official has suggested that the bomb was actually set off by remote control using a cellular phone. The investigation is still ongoing.
President Bush has commented on this attack. How are people in Israel reacting?
The initial reactions seem to be breaking down into two main streams. One is the immediate, visceral call for revenge, a strong military response, especially against Hamas and its leaders. Many Hamas officials, such as the military commander who was killed last week by the one-ton bomb in Gaza, routinely work underground and shift their sleeping quarters, but some kind of operation is expected in Gaza or the West Bank sometime in the near future. The second reaction is of the how-could-this-happen variety. You have troops all over the West Bank, and yet we still had what the Israelis call 60 hot terror alerts this week, and many Israelis have accepted Ariel Sharon's view that if military force isn't working against terrorism, you use more force. Now people are beginning to question that.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.